The Anthology of American Folk Music is one of the most influential recordings in history. It was assembled by an eccentric painter, filmmaker, and anthropologist named Harry Smith. Harry was born in Portland, Oregon, and raised between Bellingham and Seattle. Smith gathered music from forgotten 78 records, originally released in the 1920s and 30s, at the dawn of popular culture.
Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by.
When Harry Smith's anthology was released in 1952 on Folkways Records, it became a stimulus for the folk music boom of the early 1960s. Singer-songwriter Dave Van Ronk said, "We knew every word of every song, even the ones we hated." The anthology has been called one of the most influential cultural documents of our time. Critic Greil Marcus calls the Anthology of American Folk Music a rare look into old, weird America that made the familiar strange, the never known into the forgotten, and the forgotten into a collective memory. The anthology was re-released to great acclaim on CD back in 1997. It went on to sell 500,000 copies and get a gold record. Since then, there have been many tribute concerts all over the world with contemporary musicians performing the music from the anthology. This Friday at the Columbia City Theater, musicians will perform the entire anthology. KEXP DJ Greg Vandy helped to organize it. Greg's been carrying the torch on his show The Roadhouse and his blog American Standard Time.
The anthology is a collection of 84 songs from this golden age of American recordings, roughly from 1925 to 1932. They were marketed as race and hillbilly records at the time to a small regional audience in the South. When Harry bought these records and during the World War II, he had an early record collector mindset in knowing that there was a value in these recordings. World War II, there was an effort to turn in vinyl to make shellac for the war effort. So Harry recognized the fact that we're losing these small batch recordings. This American vernacular that no one had recognized before. The American vernacular is about how people talked and how people sang who weren't educated and who weren't, you know, having the opportunity to go to school. And these are the folks who lived in rural America in the 1920s and 30s, mostly in the south of the Appalachian mountain areas. And these folks sang these songs to themselves and to their neighbors and passed these songs down from generation to generation. So when the anthology came out, people did not know this music or these records, and the sounds are very exotic to them. So therefore, Harry kind of introduced Americans to their own heritage through these records.
Come here, ladies and gentlemen, listen to my song. Sang it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about to run his own Penny's farm. It's the hard times in the country out on Penny's farm. You move out on Penny's farm, plant a little crop of bagger and a little crop of corn. Come around and see you gonna flit and plot till you get yourself a mortgage on everything you got. It's the hard times in the country out on Penny's farm.
There's one song by Bascom Lunsford. It's called "I Wish I Was a Mole," which is one of the strangest songs.
Yeah, they're all strange, but I like that song because I find that song personifies Harry himself.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Harry was the mole in the underground. If you talk about anything within our American culture, if you want to reference anything about the underground, Harry Smith is the guy. He was underground his entire life, and this collection of underground music from the 1920s and 30s is what has influenced so many for so long. So Harry really did all this on his own without sponsorship, without a budget, living in poverty, and collected these songs. And these songs have had such an immense impact on everyone for so long. And Harry did it like a mole in the ground, like a mole in the underground.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
It really was the spark that ignited the whole folk and blues revival of the late 50s and early 60s. So to a lot of people nowadays who collect records and who are eccentric music weirdos, Harry's like a forefather. I mean, to me, Harry Smith was a local boy and his local hero.
KEXP DJ Greg Vandy. So when you hear the blues, fiddle music, ballads, any kind of rural folk, the chances are very good you can trace it back to Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music. In 1991, shortly before he died, Harry Smith was given a Grammy for Lifetime Achievement.
I'm glad to say that my dreams came true, that I saw America changed through music.
Thank you.